Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Verskeie waarskuwings is uitgereik van nog swaar reën en dit is oor die noordelike dele van Gauteng, die verre suidwestelike dele van beide Mpumalanga en Limpopo met erge donderstorms wat ook verwag kan word oor die westelike dele van die noordwes en die wes-sentrale dele van die Vrystaat. Dit gaan ook bewolk en koel bly. Pretoria op na 24, Johannesburg 23, Mbombela en Polokwane 21, Emalahleni 19 en Rustenburg op na 25 grade.
In Bekloebie en Drie Noord, daar hewige verkeer in die rigting van die Bekloebwisselaar, is omtrent 19 minute vertraging daar.
Die polisie in Mpumalanga het 'n verdagte vasgetrek in verband met Saterdag se massa skietery by 'n taverne in Pienaar buite Mbombela. Polisie sê in 'n verklaring dat die 39-jarige man gisteraand in Pienaar in hegtenis geneem is en 'n vuurwapen en ammunisie is ook in sy besit gekry. 6 mense is op die toneel dood en 2 het later in die hospitaal beswyk. En tropiese storm Dikeledi is op pad na Mosambiek en sal volgens die Franse weerkantoor Miad France later vandag oor die warm water van die Mosambiekse kanaal spoed optel en 'n tropiese sikloon vorm. Inwoners van die Nampula gebied in Mosambiek is gewaarsku van baie swaar reën en verwoestende winde. Die storm het die lewens van 3 mense reeds in Madagaskar geëis. Ek's Gerrit de Souza, meer nuus om 9.
Well, there have been some reports during the rounds which the Sharks have dismissed, and it's all speculation that Siya Kolisi may leave Kings Park to return to the Stormers, but no talks have taken place between the sides. According to the Rapport newspaper, the Sharks have no plans to part ways with the two-time World Cup winning Springbok skipper before his contract comes to an end, and that's in 2027. Kaizer Chiefs roller coaster season continued yesterday. They went down 1-0 to Golden Arrows in a Betway Premiership match at the Moses Mabhida Stadium. The late game at the Lucas Moripe Stadium saw Sekuku in a United beat SuperSport United 3-0. Orlando Pirates earned a 2-1 win over CR Belouizdad and a place in the quarterfinals of the CAF Champions League. Stellenbosch FC, meanwhile, ran out 2-0 winners over Stade Malien to secure their place in the quarters of the CAF Confederation Cup. In Saudi Arabia, Barcelona hammered rivals Real Madrid 5-2 in a wild Spanish Super Cup Clasico final to win the first trophy of the Hansi Flick era. One match in the Betway Premiership is in the Betway SA20 today with my Cape Town, who are joint leaders at home to Paarl Royals. That gets going at 5:30. And Iga Swiatek and Coco Gauff launched their Australian Open title bids with straight sets wins earlier. But former finalist Stefanos Tsitsipas became the first big casualty of the tournament. Novak Djokovic will begin his bid for a Grand Slam history later on. And Jannik Sinner will also start the defense of the trophy he won 12 months ago. I'm Colin Jing. And that's a Jack of Sport.
Jackarin FM plays more. Music. You love. Like this.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why I have his clothes when